Good morning. Welcome to the show. It is about 6 minutes after the hour. The fire that was the 2016 election is still smoldering, still burning from within, if you will, when it comes to who knew what during the hacking, alleged hacking of emails by the Russian government, allegedly into the DNC and all the things that were going on there. And there's one aspect of that story that is still unfolding, and that is the relationship between a news reporter by the name of Mr. Steele, I believe, that was working for Britain in some kind of way, that was also on the payroll of the Clintons to get dirt on Donald Trump, was also allegedly paid $50,000 by the FBI to get dirt on Trump. And the whole thing is just so tied together that it needs unraveling. And my next guest is with the Cause of Action Institute. His name is John Vecchione. John, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. Nice to talk to you this morning.
Nice to talk to you, too. You guys have filed a lawsuit trying to get the records through Freedom of Information Act, I would assume, to try to figure out just exactly what the relationship between Christopher Steele, the FBI, a former British spy, and who was also working for the Clinton team during this whole thing. This is such a mess.
Yeah, Christopher Steele, I always say that's a great name for a spy.
Sounds good.
He was working for a company that basically does, you know, investigations to dig up dirt for opposing candidates. And he was working for the Democratic Party, for Hillary. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, an unknown reason, there was what the British press calls the dodgy dossier about now President Trump, and it had all this unsourced.
It was made up.
Yes.
Hey, John, it was made up.
It does appear to have been made up. And certainly many facts have been shown to be demonstrated to not to be true. So this thing was floating around D.C., and it couldn't get published. It was finally published on a website, and that brought it out. But at some point, the FBI agreed to pay $50,000. It's been reported in the Washington Post.
Right.
And I just saw this weekend there was a report in the Daily Caller that they were going to pay, the FBI was going to pay the $50,000 for him to verify material in this. But the real fact is, except for these news reports that are unsourced, we don't have any information. So we did a Freedom of Information request. We call it FOIA sometimes. Mm-hmm. And we asked the FBI for these documents. And the FBI hasn't responded, so we brought them to court, as any citizen's allowed to do when they don't respond to your FOIA requests, their Freedom of Information Act requests. So we are hoping that we will press them to release the documents and can at least see what went on in this very unusual circumstance, or what I hope is an unusual circumstance.
Well, there's a lot of smoking guns in the whole timeline. The stream has done a great chronological order of events. It starts with Christopher Steele. He crafts this anti-Trump dossier for a client by the name of Fusion GPS, which was a Hillary Clinton backing organization.
Yep.
So he obviously would share that with them. And then the client's husband, i.e. Hillary Clinton, all of a sudden secretly huddles with Loretta Lynch at the Phoenix airport. Remember that, where they just talked about family, grandkids and stuff? Now, this is the husband of a woman who Loretta Lynch might possibly have to prosecute. I mean, there's everything wrong with this that could possibly be wrong. And
Go ahead. It is unusual. I mean, I've seen that timeline. I don't know, you know, since we don't know what Loretta Lynch said or anything, and this was the FBI doing it, and it does appear there was some distance between the FBI and the Justice Department, which is another odd thing.
Right.
Just put all the personalities aside.
Okay.
How often does the FBI use a person who is digging up material for a campaign, one campaign in a presidential race against another campaign? I mean, it's just unbelievable.
Yeah, they were aware of the fact that this guy was part of this dossier building thing for hire for the Clintons, for Hillary Clinton. And then for them to go in and give him $50,000 for, I guess, information into that dossier, I'm sketchy on.
It doesn't appear he was paid, so something happened. But what we don't know, and what we're hoping to get the documents is, we'd like to know: A, was he paid or not? I mean,
yeah.
That's a fact that can be. B, If he wasn't paid, why? I mean, is it because it became subject to press reports, or is it because whatever they wanted him to do, he didn't do? Or did they? I mean, what's the reason? And what was the relationship? Who introduced them? Who at the FBI was looking at Christopher Steele as a good source for material the FBI needed? All of those questions will likely be answered by documents if we can get them.
All right. Wouldn't our position as an ally with Great Britain, and I don't know if this Christopher Steele guy was working for the British government, wouldn't we have some inroads, some channels that we could have made some soft inquiries about the validity of, us, the FBI?
Yeah. Well, from
without the, 50 grand involved.
Yeah, well, from the reports I've seen, there's a couple of things here. I don't think he was working for the British government. I think he was, some sort of
operative of some kind.
Yeah, exactly. And so then he's off doing private investigations. So I don't think they'd have anything. But I do think that the FBI normally would have sources and methods to look at something like this and decide whether or not it was accurate, because I do think that other agencies and the reports are that it was shopped all around the D.C. and New York. Look, a lot of newspapers wouldn't publish this thing. They didn't believe that it had enough validity to publish.
It was so outrageous that most credible newspapers wouldn't publish it.
Correct, and that's liberal and conservative papers.
Right.
It was everybody. They looked at it and they said, no, thank you.
Yeah.
And yet the FBI said, thank you. So we'd really like to know why.
All right, you issued a statement that says, quote, if a former spy who was being paid to do opposition research on a U.S. presidential nominee was also on the FBI's payroll, there are serious concerns about the agency's independence. We need to better understand this financial relationship to ensure the FBI was not misusing taxpayer money to interfere in a presidential election on behalf of one of the candidates, end of quote. Now, you filed your Freedom of Information request on March 7th of this year, and to date, the FBI has been totally unresponsive. Have they told you to go pound sand, or did they take the complaint and say, well, we'll check into this? I mean, where does it stand?
No, they have time. Right now, we are just awaiting. There's been no court action, and they have not produced any documents.
How long do they have when a Freedom of Information request is filed?
Well, they have 30 days.
So they're past the 30 days.
No, because we filed it. I think that what you're looking at, it was filed last week.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. Maybe it was April 7th.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So they have 30 days to respond or say why they can't respond due to an ongoing investigation and or national security, I would assume.
What normally happens in these cases is they answer. And they say a couple of things, but the main ones are this. They say, we don't have the resources to look this up right now.
Mm-hmm.
And the courts say, well, yes, this is in my court, so you do have the resources, and you're going to give me a schedule on when you're going to produce it. Or the other thing is they say this comes under an exception to the Freedom of Information Act, either criminal investigation or national security or something of that nature. But it's unlikely that all the documents fall within any kind of exception. And we're going to be pressing them wherever we can.
Well, you'll probably get back something where everything is redacted. It'll just be black marks all the way across the paper.
So you've done this kind of work?
No, not me. No, it's just amazing to me that the FBI would have even gotten involved with Christopher Steele, knowing he was on the payroll for the Clintons. How do you make that decision?
Well, that is an interesting thing. I don't even know. Emails are a way to figure this out. We'd like to see the emails about how anyone thought this was a good idea, because, as I said, there's a lot of actors in town who didn't think this was a good idea, as far as you see what happened with this dossier and who didn't use it and who did use it. There was a lot of people who had your view as soon as they saw it.
Right. Well, when the DNC complained to the FBI that they had been hacked, the FBI said, okay, we'll show it. Let us get into the system and we'll find out. They said, oh, no. We don't want you looking into the emails.
I have heard that. Yeah. That's Podesta's. Yep.
All right. John Vecchione, thank you so much for being here with us. Listen, I want you to stay in touch over this issue, because I want to find out what the FBI says in response to your Freedom of Information Act.
I will do that for you.
All right, thanks, John. This is Daryl Day, Talk Radio 101, and I will be right back.